So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz. Highlight of the Daf HaShavua. So we're going to be highlighting Yevamot Lamed Bet. Just sort of four interesting things that we find on this Daf. And that is, first of all, we have this concept of Kevin Shelo Bana Shuv Lo Yivne. That the Pasuk says about someone's had Chalitza, that this person, Shelo Yivne et Beit Achiv, someone we call him, the Pasuk says, we call someone that gives Chalitza, give a man who gives Chalitza, that receives Chalitza, the problem of they refuse to do Yibum and said it gets Chalitza, Beit Chalitza now, because Shelo Yivne et Beit Achiv, he will not build. Not that he didn't build in the past, but Lo Yivne in the future. Why? Because we have this rule, Kevin Shelo Bana, Shelo Yivne. He had the opportunity to do it, he can't just change his mind and he'd say, no, you know, I want now to do, I changed my mind, I want to do Yibum. No, once Chalitza is done, he can't do Yibum. Yibum is a Torah's waiving of the Isur. That normally, you can't marry your brother's wife. Here, the Torah says it's a mitzvah to do so. You don't seize the mitzvah when you had the opportunity to do so, and instead you do Chalitza, you can't change your mind later and go back. No backsies. As many of us said when we were children, can't go back and say, well, let's try again. And this time we'll do Yibum. No, because the Isur comes back. It's just to show you, you know, in life, sometimes we have opportunities. You have to seize them. Because if you don't seize them, you blow them. Not everything in life is, can you do over? So that's a very, very powerful lesson. You know, like we have Sefirat HaOmer. You miss a day, we follow the Bahag. Basically, you can't continue counting. I mean, we continue count, but we know with no bracha. Some things, you know, Avaz Manab Batel Karbana. You know, the ship is passed. That's it. The train's gone. You know, the train got left the station. That's it. Done. Kevin Shabana, Kevin Shlobana, Shuv Lo Yivne. We miss the opportunity, can't do it again. So that's one very interesting thing. Next interesting thing is Gemara talks about, without getting into the details, just about certain cases with a person violated the Isur of Yibum, married a woman shouldn't have married. So in a certain case, you marry, to get two Averot or one Averot? Well, what's the difference? Both Averot happen to be that he gets mitad Beidin, the Beidin's going to kill him. So what's a nafkamina about how many Averot he did? So the Gemara offers a very interesting answer. It says that it depends on the nafka mina for how many averot he did is where to bury them, because we have a very interesting rule that ain kovrim tzaddik etz rasha. Tzaddik cannot be buried to a rasha. Not only that, you're not allowed to bury a lesser rasha next to a bigger rasha. So we want to know, is this person just someone who violated one isur Torah that's chayav mitat betin, or two? It's enough coming out to know where to bury them. This is a very important thing about the tzaddik is not buried by the rasha. That's a story about Elisha. Elisha, when he dies, his body falls in a place where, or they, it was when he was about to bury him, the Chevra Kedisha, about to bury him, they had to run. Why? Because it was an attack. The Moavim started the attack. Then Elisha's body fell on this person. Fell on another dead on a grave, and that the person in the grave got up to live and walked away. Why? The Gemara explains, because it's intolerable. You can't have this. You can't have Elisha, who's a big tzaddik, can't be married next to the rasha. So that's the halacha. That's the halacha. You cannot bury a tzaddik with a rasha. We're gonna see this later on as well. But that's a very important rule. In fact, even Bizmana, that's why typically you don't want religious people to be buried with not religious people. Certainly, and I don't want non-Jewish people with next to Jewish people. It comes up an issue in Medinat Israel that we don't want there to be gaf bid chayalim killed if they're non-Jewish chayal to be buried next to a Jew. It's not so simple. As really, it's a sur. It's a problem. The rabbin. It's a big clash between the rabbanut and the bagats, you know, about the civil law, the civil court, and the an Israeli rabbinate. So what to do in that case? A clash of civil values, democratic values, and halachic values. So it's a big problem. What do you do? That's a whole deal. That's no small That's no small matter. And because we take this very seriously. Now it's interesting that you go to Hasidim, they all buried in the same place near the Rav, and very interesting. Why? Because the Hasidim, they're on the same level of observance. You bury them together. That's the idea. But Beit Knesset, they bury people by the Beit Knesset. The idea is, the group from the Beit Knesset, you bury it together, presumably, and the members of one Beit Knesset, they're on the same level of observance, and that's why it's appropriate to bury them all in the same place. Now, just to continue, there are more very interesting things in this daf. Just wanted to discuss it briefly. The kinds of Eini Sur Chal Al Isur, that it's an interesting discussion. A zar, someone who's not a kohen, and eats milikam. Milikam means the bird for chatata of, that the kohen gets to eat it, but before they eat it, what they do is malak at Rosh Hashanah, they do milika, they don't do shechita, they do milika, the kohen grows a long nail, and with his nail, he clips off the neck of the bird, and that's the way he kills it. So that's what renders permissible for the kohen to eat it, but the zar, the non-kohen can't eat, that's nevela. So what happens if the zar eats it? Does he violate two averot? One avera for eating what to him is nevela, and also for eating kodesh. It belongs to Beit HaMikdash, me'ila. Or no, do we say this concept of, and it's an important concept, ain isur chal al isur. Once it's asur because of nevela, you can't have the new isur of kodesh, or better yet, once it's kodesh, you don't have the isur of nevela. So it's an interesting, it's just an important concept to be aware of. Milika, it's important to be aware of the concept of isur chal isur. In kovrina, it's katzadika, it's a rasha. And even you can put a lower level rasha with a higher, more intense rasha. Also very important to know. And finally, we also saw this concept of kevin shabanashi, kevin shuv lo yivne. In any event, wishing everybody much bracha, much briyut, and a great, great week.